Did you learn by heart?
Close.
Subhadi chano andalagari gami sami di sikha karani.
Punya rata? No, I can't look. Can't. Break the rules. Together.
I can't remember.
Okay, read.
Read this. The first body is very hard to read.
Do some. Instead, the verse, but it's very difficult for him to read.
Svadhichano antara kare gamisa miti skakara iya.
Okay. You tell.
Svadhichano.
Huh?
Svadhichano. Antara kare gamisa miti.
Sikai karaniya. Okay, everybody knows sikai karaniya. Punya rata sikai karaniya. Okay, everybody knows. Next, okay, Sikakaranya, you know. Mistakes?
Yes.
Mistakes?
Yes.
Tell me.
Just this one.
What?
The T and the T.
D?
Yes, no this.
D? No. No dot?
No.
This?
Yeah, yes.
Like that?
Yeah.
Next. What mistakes?
No mistake.
No mistake?
Yeah.
He also correct?
Yeah.
Correct? Look, correct?
Oh, no. Bande.
Mistake. First the T have second T no.
Okay.
So, correct. Next. Correct. Yes.
Okay, now here. Explain now here. There are three words. This one.
Okay? Yeah, three words. Su, Pati, Chan. This is the past participle, okay? Anyway, verbal. Verbal part, the verbal. These are just prefixes. Prefixes, this is the real word. The real word, no? The real verb word, verbal word.
然后那个，然后这个四分之三部分，然后前面那个第一部分，su和第二部分，它都是前缀，然后第三部分那个China是过去分词，是那个动词覆盖的过去分词。
For example, in Pali we have sukha. Sukha means happiness. Okay. Again, this becomes like su plus ka. Su means well. Well, no? Suki ho, means good, good. Okay. Here also, good, well. Chano means cover, to cover. Mati chano means to cover over, wear the robe, okay? Now here, two words. Gara means house. Andara means in between.
Between house.
Okay. Between house. Means village.
Yes, yes.
Inhabited. Like city, town.
Yes.
You go in house,
street,
left,
street.
Right, or many houses. Here, yeah, only kutis.
Okay, okay.
Village, houses.
然后第二是那个也分成两部分，然后那个第一部分它是中间的意思，然后第二部分它是房子的意思。
然后所以说这个那个增意思就是房子之间。所以意思是什么？伽米萨米。哦，if you tell，伽米，伽米，from伽米诺。伽米，so then，we can put，伽米萨米，伽米，伽米。 Gamit. So, Gachami or past part is called future, it is Gamisa, future. We can take Gachisami also. Gachisami, but we can say Gamisami. Okay? Buddha Saranam Gachami. Future, we get the future, it is Gachisami.
Gachisami和Gachisami是，就是那个第一人称加上是，第一人称加上是。啊，第一人称加上是。
So now here, the root is gam. This is the root. Okay, look.
Gachami是一般现在。那一般现在是第一人称。Okay,
this is the root gam. From Gamu comes Gachami, Gachisami, Gamisami, or same, to go.
它是这个词根那个Gam，然后从四根经过不同的变形，然后变成三个不同的形象。
Gamisami in the future, it is here. Gamu plus Isami. Gamu Isami is future. Yeah. Also here Isami. Isami is future.
Okay.
然后他说那个后缀那个一三名是表示那个将来时。
Ami is present. Gacchami present. Is Ami future.
然后那个阿米那个后缀表示现在时。
So that means Ami. So if now if you in Pali, two vowels come short, too much, and cut. Join.
In the root, there's no you. In the root, there's no you. I think.
No, it is because in Pali you have the vowels are there. Not in Sanskrit, they don't put.
Okay. 然后那个江长说就是八音两个元音的那个合在一起，是会变成一个短元音。
Okay. So if you cut, then gamisa. Joy together, okay? So then, here, it should be Kamisami. Plus iti. Okay? This is iti. Iti means thus. Thus. You can explain because this T here means it comes from iti. What it does.
I think you can explain this iti as a quotation mark or something. And it's better to put the osco.
Sometimes you're not there.
Otherwise it's difficult. It's very confusing sometimes. They may understand differently.然后他说那个他那个最后那个 T 他是的是那他本来应该是 ET 然后 ET 是如此的意思然后就大家可以把当成一个引号那样的用
Thus Sika Karanya Thus I should train I should train thus OK Alright You can tell me this ET refers to the how it's called it's emphatic like that sometimes emphaticemphasis.
然后他说这个一个起个强调作用，然后他只是前面是整个这一句。
All right, now here, kami sami, tu i, okay? Konyaga, here, tu i, tu i means, as called, if you join together, becomes long i.
然后这个地方因为两个短音，所以两个短音合在一起变成一个长音。
Becomes like it. Understand? Okay, here. It.
那写法上面可以写两个短的吗？
啊？
写法上
面。写两个短的话，你记得把 et 给那个拆开了，你记得把 et 那个拆成一个独立的词，不能像它这样。
就说写两个 i 的话。I T I 一定要分开来。
对，那就是这个独立词。
长音的话可以并起来。
对，我就像英语 cannot 那样，一样一个。
哦，我 cannot 有个引号的，真的。
那不叫引号，反正对。
啊，就这个东西
对
可以把它并起来。
对。
OK， 好的。Okay, now we do it together.
Okay.
Then becomes like that. E law.Next rule, reading.
60.
So, you know about shoes, no? Padukai shoes.
Shoes or slippers?
No, no. The next is upahana.
Okay, then the translation is wrong here. So they translate the first one is slippers. They translate the word paduka as slippers. And then the next one they translate as shoes.
Really wrong.
Wrong.
What we wear, what we are, these are upahanas. Paduka means shoes.
Shoes.
Yeah, wrong.
So 62 is slippers. 61 is shoes.
Upahana, upahana. The next one, next one is slippers.
62 is slippers. Okay.
And the first one is paduka, is called shoes. I'm
trying to find your Because in the Vinaya notes, you can also find this kind of explanation. The English version of the Vinaya notes, you can check.
They also mistranslated. I don't know. No, they tell shoes. Paduka is shoes.
You say shoes or anything?
Vinaya is shoes, yeah. Paduka shoes.
The next one, this is...
The next one, they put sandals, that is also wrong.
Okay.
That's not sandals. Sandals are half shoes.
Oh, okay.
That's called upahana, not shoes, just slippers. We wear like flip-flops.
Oh.
Flip-flops.
Oh, okay.
对，他把写成范写了，但是这正好说的话，那个，那个，那个，那个，第六十二说的应该是指那个脱鞋，但是那个八汉四点嘛，其实八汉四点，他把六十二那个他也翻译成凉鞋或者鞋，我不知道他这个八汉四点什么意思。第一个是鞋，第二个是正好说是凉鞋，八汉四点把那个乌克兰他把第二个是他把第二说成凉鞋或者草鞋，我不知道是什么意思。
反正这两条件不管怎么说，一个是穿鞋，一个是穿拖鞋，两个都不能说吧。对，反正各种情形。所以，therefore，now，here it says also，now，even if one does not wear the shoes，what only steps on the shoes，again，one should not teach dhamma to him。然后这句话根据以后的破解释，就是说这个人他那个脚还没伸那个。
那个脚还没伸进拖鞋里边，他只是踩那个线上，但是对于这样，你也不应该对他说法。
Or if he just half steps on it, he's also dukkha. It is dukkha to teach.
然后他那个小男孩只有一半踩那个线上或者拖鞋上，你也不应该对他说法。如果去说的话，也是个罪。
So here it's also concomitant is panhi panhika panda. Now you see these shoes. They have a, what's called, a clip, what's called, they are close behind, no?
Mm-hmm.
They are close behind.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I don't know how they you can see, Ganga Vitamin, in the Chinese translation, what they translate this.
Let me see. They said that if the toe of the person is is not into the bar of the shoes. It's not the bar. I mean, because the dishwasher has slippers, so that I cannot.
Ah, okay, no.
So the bar of the slipper, and he's just stepping on it, or if it is toast, or he is inside the bar and standing on it, and his feet is tied on it, something.
His feet is
tied.
Tight.
Yes.
It's not feet. This panhe, is this on the heel?
Heel. But the word heel is not mentioned.
Okay. Okay. Now here. Вот и вини бедага. Right now, if you, for example, go in a hall, to give a Dhamma talk, and people are sitting on the chairs sometimes, so but they wear shoes. Wear shoes, then you can't teach the
Dhamma.
So then now, if you, for example, most of them are Buddhists, usually Buddhists, they remove the shoes now. They remove the shoes before in meditation hall or like that, in other Dhamma hall, inside Dhamma hall. Inside the vihara, usually Buddhists, they remove the shoes. Then, if you want to give a Dhamma talk, no problem. But in the other way and so forth, if people are wearing shoes, so then one option is, if maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 people don't wear shoes. You can think, okay, I will teach Dhamma only to these 2, 3 people, and I will not pay attention to others. In that case, your intention is to teach people only 2, 3 people Dhamma who don't wear the shoes. If other listens, as called, it's up to them. You don't fall into the.
然后他说那个，然后以这会上会场里边，如果这如果有一个两个三个人，然后他们上面没有穿鞋的话，然后你可以想我就只这几个人说话，然后那个其他人我不管，然后他们如果愿意听的话那是他们的事，但是这如果以这种想法来讲的话，就是不犯过错。
Except there is danger. Danger means there are some audience halls, which Buddhists they hire from the government maybe or some other private company or something like that institution. So and then now the government usually prohibits people, as called, to remove the shoes if they go to that hall.
Okay.
So that all the people have to come inside the hall with shoes. So and then if you tell the people to remove the shoes, they will tell no, you can't, because problems here, regulations. Okay, in that case the bhikkhu can think, okay, that is what it is, some danger means some apada, obstruction, obstacle. That's why if that is the case, you can teach the Dhamma.
然后他说在有种情况下不犯，就是有障碍的情况。比方说你去政府里边说法，然后政府里边可能有这个规定，就是你不能光着脚进来，你尽量别下穿鞋。然后现在说政府里边他有佛教徒，但是他也不一定遵守这个规定。然后你比方说你要到这种地方说法的话，那他那个他们穿着鞋，然后你可以跟这种情况，因为这种情况二十有障碍的情况。
this can be very rare occasion, but sometimes you can come across such situations. Okay. So, any questions?
有问题吗？但是有一封邮的邀请你过去，去那个讲法吗？嗯。那下面什么什么大什么帐篷的人都有，政府啊，或者一个什么人都有，他们不穿鞋的那时候这算帐篷还是帐篷？他那个地方有规定，就是你不能不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不 or is it considered apada to wear slippers or shoes?
To teach what?
To teach Dhamma in the open air, for example, a camp, something like that.
No, that is not the thing, because now whether the people wear shoes or not, that is the question here. Mm-hmm. Whether they hold umbrellas, they wear machine guns. Mm-hmm. So then if it's roof, no problem. Oh. That is not the question. Oh. You have to see what they have in the hands and in the feet. Oh. If they have weapons like that in the hands, you can't. Oh. So if they have shoes, you can't.
So,
他说这个地方有没有屋顶，然后那个这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 对，我的意思就是说，只能观察一下哪一个人是全部可以符合的。嗯，我觉得也是对这个人的说法。嗯，那时候是可以说。啊，你是这个问题，那行，那不是，我其实全包括在里面。
So he's asking that, so in the hall, for example, in the hall, so there are some people holding weapons. Some people wearing slippers, some people holding umbrellas like that, but there are also some people who's called empty-handed and also bare feet. So in that case, he has like one person who is bare feet and empty-handed, and then determine to preach them to that person, and the other is called the other people he can ignore. Is that okay?
Such mixed audience and so forth. Now you can see usually. It's not good, now we can say, because you don't know, these people, if they do like that, actually they show some disrespect, okay? Now especially Buddhists who want to listen to the Dharma, they have some respect, okay? They remove the hats, they remove the shoes, they remove, so they be respectful like that. So then they listen to the Dharma, but these people, maybe Muslims or Christians, I don't know who in the world, who's sitting there with his shoes, sitting there with their cups, and I don't know what they wear, they carry weapons, I don't know what.
Yeah, so
therefore now, in that case, now it is not suitable, you can tell them.
Okay.
So then, if you want to teach the Dhamma, you must teach him, it is also Dhamma. I was called to respect the Dhamma.
Okay.
Okay. You tell first start your Dhamma kotol, how to respect the Dhamma.
他说呢，他说这种情况其实不太好。他说如果那些观众像你说那样，有一般来说，要是对法律很恭敬，他要听法之言，会把自己帽子摘了，或者我自己鞋摘了。然后他说你这种情况可能那一边会有一些穆斯林，有基督徒人就这样。然后这就是说法，你首先应该在说法之前，首先应该讲如何对法进行恭敬。然后这也是一种说法。
那我能不能就说，当如果碰到这个情况，我能不能就说不说任何的巴利，就当俗话。
正好比佛陀说什么，我就说戒定慧，我不说西啦或者什么这些，我就说戒定慧，用俇语全部说。但是这，因为说来说去都是跟法有关的嘛，对吧？七清经啊，或者是三世道品，就用把它用俗语说，不带任何的巴利或者是任何的那种寄诵啊或者这样的东西，这算不算法？
So he's asking that towards this kind of a mixed audience, is it love for him to teach Dhamma without any pari quotation, without any reference from the pari? Then is it love?
Yes, now you see the language is also, yes, which has to be mentioned. If you teach your own language, it's no problem. You don't mention any Pali things, no, okay. It's no problem. Okay. So, but here it is not said. Here it is not said in this rule. It's said in the about teaching the woman.
Okay.
From that rule, we can conclude that also this applies here in this rule.
Okay.
If you teach your own language, no problem. But that is one thing you can explain. But I want to tell the second thing.
然后跟那个语言是定了，就是那个对语言是法定上界里边那个定义呢，就是说如果是你完全认为自己语言是法，然后不以任何巴利为原型，这确实允许。然后所以说，按这个地方也应该是允许的，但是这是一方面，他想第二方面。Now
the difference between that rule and this rule it is now in the woman you can teach up to 5-6 words. But here, one word Pali. Look at that.
然后但是这有个不同，就是说你对女人说，而且你至少可以说5-6个巴利词。然后在这个地方的话，一个词你就翻过去。So,
if you tell the word some Pali word, then some Dhamma word, like that, it's called Anicca, for example. By accident, you did Anicca. Look at that.
无常了。
比方说，你表演说那个巴里无常那个词，然后这可能就算一个词。So, then, another thing I can see now teaching the Dhamma means even to give the five precepts to the people. That is also included. Now, for example, if you tell the people now you recite Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato. Look at that. That's called Buddha Saranam Gacchami. Look at that.
对，他说就是这个，就是受五戒的时候，这个那就是用那些八戒写的。你比方说，那你教你怎么念南无大慈，包括一开始法师总归是要直接会讲南无大慈，这个就是已经完结了。对，不用了，不用了，不用了。对，用中文比较好。
你跟，而且你这些系列人跟那系那种跟你看见没什么系列人，你跟他说什么南无大慈，一头雾水，你喝为什么不用中文？不是，还好还好，班里说了，不然肯定要犯的这个。可能有问题，就是说像那个北京的冬天啊，是很冷的，即使室内有暖气的话，地面也是很冷的。在那种情况下，就是听他这个，他并不是出于不用，他是确实是很冷。那种情况，我们能做一个。
So he's asking that the winter in Beijing is very cold. So then, I mean, even inside for sometimes it's also very cold. In that case,
very cold.
Yes, very, very cold. So in that case, so if some people are very anxious inside the hall, can it be regarded that these people are sick?
They are not sick, but you can tell according to the apada. Apada means obstruction because they are not sick, but they might get sick.
Okay. So,
So
he's asking how many apadas are there?
How many?
How many apadas are there?
Apada?
Yes.
Now, there are. You can regard any obstacle, you can regard this rule as apada. Means a danger, any danger. Maybe you might get injury. If you don't wear the shoes, you might get injury. So this is apada. If you it's very cold, you don't wear your shoes, you get sick. This is apada. So therefore now, any harm which can befall to oneself or to others can be apada. Harm, any injury, any something like that.
他说就是说这个情况，你如果不穿鞋，就会给自己或者对他人造成伤害的情况，你都可以称为障碍。比方说，你这个地方如果不穿鞋，你就会受伤，这是一种障碍。而像他刚刚说，那这地方太冷，不穿鞋会得病。 就这些观点。
那那种算不算禅呢？就是说对于别人出于礼貌尊重穿鞋，就是脱鞋很臭的，全部脱了。
臭鞋。
其实在中国很多地方，你不穿鞋是不礼貌的。穿鞋必定要穿。这种算不算脏呢？
So he's telling that in China, actually, if you don't wear slippers or shoes, it is considered disrespectful. Because if you don't wear slippers or shoes, the smell of your feet will come out, and the whole get spoiled. So in many cases, people wear slippers to listen to a democratic out of respect.
Slippers or shoes?
Shoes in China, usually shoes. We don't wear slippers outside. But he's asking that in that case, is it considered apartheid? Is it
danger, danger.
Yes, danger.
Danger.
Danger. Smell.
Dangerous. Dangerous situation. And you can teach no problem.
In China, meditation
retreat,
the meditation hall, you can smell very.
Yes, yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Every time.
Because normally
because of the socks, no?
Not only socks, because normally they wear socks and shoes for a very long time, then the sweat of the community. So then the smell.
Yeah, that is. No offense, nothing.
No offense.
No
offense.
No offense.
No
offense. No
offense. No offense. No offense.
Okay.
How about socks and stockings? Is it allowed to wear?
No, no problem.
Huh? No problem. Mm-hmm. So he's asking that he's not teaching Dhamma, but he's only teaching this Pali language. Is that considered Dhamma or not? He's not, for example, he's just teaching this language.
So, if you teach Dhamma and so forth, it is not Dhamma. It is just Dhamma, no?
Uh-huh.
You want to teach the Dhamma and so forth. It's not Dhamma life.
So he's asking that while teaching this Pali grammar, if he quotes some sentence or paragraph from the Pali canon and explain the meaning of these things, is it and the structure of this sentence or the paragraph, is it considered the Dhamma talk or not?
Yes, if you explain the meaning in a sense now, it depends on intention. Intention is you want to give the meaning in order for them to understand the grammatical construction.
Oh.
Okay? Grammatical construction, how these words have been combined together in order to give this meaning.
Oh.
So your intention is not to teach them Dhamma as such, but to explain them from the grammatical point of view.
Mm.
From the linguistic point of view.
Oh. 然后他说如果说你解释这些东西，意义动机呢，只是为了那个借解释这个词意思而解分析它这个东西的语法结构，从语法或者从语言学角度上去讲这个东西的话，这是不犯。下一个参数。
So then, there are some teachers who tell, if for example, the bhikkhu wears himself slippers, and also the lay people also wear slippers or shoes, there is no offense at it. Because the bhikkhu wears slippers and the other person wears slippers, no? There's no offense. But. But there is no such reference anywhere in the Pali texts.
Oh.
No commentaries, no sub-commentaries. It seems like automatic. It is one's own opinion.
Okay. 然后他说有些教育老师说，如果说这个比夫的自己穿拖鞋玩鞋的话，那即使也可以穿那个，即使听老师也可以穿拖鞋玩鞋。但是这种说法，那个就是不管在绿藏还是住宿还是住里边，没有任何的这个依据，所以说这可能是一种个人观点。嗯，
这样的情况就是说，比如说比丘穿拖鞋，那个比如说在出家间的时候，一般是不会穿拖鞋的。
嗯，
那如果说在出家间比丘穿了拖鞋，
嗯，
那是不是可以视为比丘穿拖鞋的情况下，是因为有不同的障碍的情况下才穿拖鞋？那所以这个俗人他要是穿拖鞋，也视为是有障碍的。
这我觉得，你看那个比丘，他本身他可能如果是在没有这样的情况下，他可能本身已经犯恶作，他不知道而已。
对，我的意思就是说，那个比如说那个比丘，他对自己是很清楚的，但是那个俗人他不好判断那个什么时候是有障碍，什么时候没有障碍。那比如说他走的时候，他听法的时候，你看老师穿拖鞋，他知道这个老师持戒的规定，他就知道这老师在出家间，在出家间穿的拖鞋，那说明现在是有障碍的时候，所以我可以不可以？然后再让他去听法，然后是否听法？比如说也同样的比库，比如一个下颌比库跟一个上颌比库一起，然后那上颌比库他平常持戒的规定，平常教导戒律，他现在穿的拖鞋，然后我现在穿的拖鞋，然后这种情况，比如这种，
So he's asking that. For example, if your audience, this bhikkhu is wearing slippers, and they know that this bhikkhu is very serious in his precepts, so they know that if this bhikkhu is wearing slippers, so that means there is some obstruction here. So in that case, we can also wear slippers and ask him to teach us Dhamma. So is that allowed?
But what is the obstruction for them?
他说这个就是对这观众，就是对听众来说，他们就具体来说，他面对是什么样的障碍？
啊？
具体对这观众来说，他面对是什么样的障碍？
啊，比如说那个地面很热的时候。
For example, the ground is very hot.
跟这比库一起这个，比如说在一个暑假间，一起在这个温度在什么状态？
So for example, the floor is very hot. The floor is very hot because of sunlight.
But if they sit down, well, the slippers are useless because they sit with the buttocks. No?
Uh-huh.
That's why they sit down. Or if they accept it, they are standing.
For these people, if they are standing, maybe the slippers are useless. But if they sit down, the slippers are useless. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
他就算是那个给你洗好脚了，他还是给一双拖鞋给你。按照之前问方丈说，他给你的话，你可以穿。他穿进去，他也是穿的时候，那时候双方都穿鞋的时候，他请法的时候，公公好请法的时候，那就穿。
这不，你不管你就还是一样，就是你比库，他说跟比库传没有任何关系，对不对？
对对对，对方传的。
对方传，所以说不能，所以不能跟他讲。他没，他有什么障碍吗？你不是，你说地板？
我的意思，他的障碍就是说不要把自己家里，
弄脏。
弄脏，这是他就是对方的觉得是障碍，他要求比库也是，他也这边，这算不算一个障碍？
比如把家什么什么什么
什么。
把家的地板
给拉过来，
有的东西
已经很好的习惯，他不光脚。So he's asking that in some families in China, usually you have to wear separate slippers inside the house. So then they ask the bhikkhus, and then they invite the bhikkhus to their house and teach them.And they asked the bhikkhus to wear slippers, and they themselves also wear slippers. Is it considered obstruction or not? Because these people, they think if you go barefoot, the floor may be spoiled, like that.
The
floor may be
spoiled.
With barefoot?
Yes. Because that is why they wear slippers in their house.
Because now people usually sometimes inside the house they have different slippers. Outside, if they go outside on the street and so what, you can from the street you can bring so much rubbish inside the house.
Yes.
Usually people they leave the house out the shoes outside.
Yes, yes.
Or they put them inside the corridor.
Yes, yes.
The house inside the corridor.
Yes.
And inside the rooms they might have other shoes to wear.
Yes, yes, yes. But
they don't wear the shoes because.They are different intention from person to person. Is different intention. Why they wear this kind of own slippers inside the house? Maybe because there's a cement floor. Maybe they feel cold or anything. So then, but these are just minor things. You must usually teach the people how it is called for them to feel respectful to remove this. It's called slippers to remove shoes and so forth and.They are going to do that because it's just for 50 minutes, 20 minutes, if you teach the Dhamma, they are not going to get sick because of even Anna, if they are without shoes. They are not going to fall sick. So you must teach them. You better remove the slippers. If you want to listen to Dhamma, they will remove it. It's no problem with the people. It's a problem with the monk.
他说这家里边山东这些东西是不一样的，他可不一定像你说，因为那个地板弄脏，可能是那个他地板比较冷，他穿他需要穿鞋在上面滚。他说，但即使是这样，这也是一件小事情，因为一般来说那个讲法是15分钟到20分钟，就是即使你讲一个小时，他一个小时不穿鞋，而且他也不会因此而得病。所以说在这种情况下，你最好告诉他不那个那个要表现地法的东西。
那是冬搬离启用的冬天才能。天冷才能算脏了，不是冬天就不算脏了吗？
对啊，按说是这样，就是说你这样说的话，不是冬天一个小时应该就是，而且可以穿袜子，对不对？就是你是不能穿鞋，你可以穿袜子。
但是
不
穿外衣
啊，
跟那个像吗？鞋袜算
吗？什么叫鞋袜？
就是那种毛袜子，跟那个鞋一样，然后顶那个厚，顶一般加厚的。
我从没见过这东西。
这个一般在东北地方，北京呢？
我中文我就是第一次听说这个情况。
是有非常厚、非常厚的袜子，
鞋袜、
其实袜，长得像鞋，样子像鞋，但是它是袜子，
保暖性
的，保暖性非常好。
So he's asking that in China there's a very kind of there's 你说你那个底是硬的是吗？
底是软的。
底是软。
底儿是那个就是纺织机，底儿是纺织机，但是它是那个比较厚的袜子，
有点像黑的一粒粒的下面一粒。
就是可以理解成一个厚袜子。
这是个厚袜，
一个极厚的袜子。
So he's telling that in China there's a kind of socks which is really thick, which can because of this thickness, it can be used as slippers or shoes. So if people are wearing this kind of thing, is it okay to teach them them? It's still kind of fabric. It's not real shoes, but it can be used as shoes.
Can be used as shoes.
Yes, yes, because it's very thick.
From the
sock,
but it is just for inside the house, no?
那你就是这东西是只是在屋里边用还是在
房里？然后在屋里边的踩地砖、踩地板。
It's only inside the house.
Inside the house.
Yes.
ordinary, because these are made of wool or like that. No,
yes, it's still is fabric. It's not like shoes.
Fabric.
Yes.
Oh, it does not belong to this category, no. It doesn't belong to this category.
他这样的话，就你这东西还不属于这里边说的范畴，就是说那个鞋和拖鞋的范畴。They
can't regard the shoes and so what in the. What people mean, because the people they never call these shoes, they don't call them slippers. So then in that case, now it doesn't belong to this category. Regarding now shoes and slippers, now in some places. Here in the Theravada countries, you can't wear shoes or slippers, for example, inside the shrine or around the chetia, pagoda. Mm. Okay? Mm. If you go in such places, you remove, or the samanera, piku, and so forth, you remove slippers and shoes. So then, in Burma, for example, you can do it, okay. In Burma, very strict, very strict. People will shout. If you go in pagoda like that, inside the vihara, shoes, slippers, oh, very bad. Okay.
他说这个规矩在缅甸非常严的，就比方说你在寺院里边，或者在那个塔周围，你穿拖鞋，他们可能会对你喊掉，然后这个会非常不好。就塔的周围是什么范畴？是上塔，就塔不是沿下来有那个白色的一圈吗？是这块地方，还是外面沙子这个地方你要出去？
So he's asking, what do you mean exactly by around this stupa?
Around this stupa means there is pavement, no? Pavement, which people they have to use this in order to reach the pagoda. Okay, this is a pavement. You understand? Now around the pagoda. Maybe steps here.
Okay.
Steps like that to go up. Before stepping the steps and so forth, they remove the slippers. Now this is no pagoda. This is not pagoda. This is pagoda. But this area is regarded sacred. Sacred area. Okay.
这个就是整个范围周围铺着硬地面，就是已经铺好这种硬地面都算这个那个都算范围周围，然后但那个就是说你比方说那个在里面那一圈就是你经过楼梯才能走上去上哪的，然后在外面这一圈你可能在那个在范围周围绕的这些，然后这整个这一片都被视为神圣地区。
You have to leave the slippers down. You can't go up with the slippers. Even although you have to climb many steps, but you can't wear slippers and shoes climbing the steps. Maybe 150 meters before you reach the pagoda, you have to remove your shoes and slippers。
然后他说缅甸有个大祭坛，他说缅甸大祭坛，就是说你的是上一世前一定要。上一之前一定要把那个写给托尔，虽然说你在上面还要爬那个150米台阶，但是你还这整个爬台阶过程都不能上去。
哦，肯定坐在下边儿，在电梯间儿是吧？
没有，这个地方可能沙是吧？就不电影里面。
啊，对，
不会沙。So he's asking that so the area around the pagoda maybe there's no pavement but only sand.In that case,
even that,、oh. yes, and、also.
It's just shy of it,
yeah. Oh, here in our pagoda, for example. There is the pagoda, and then there is a defined area, no?、There is some small wall all around,、not wall, but some construction around it. And then it starts, that area is defined as the pagoda and the area.If you are outside the area, you can wear the shoes.、But as soon as you enter the sand、around the pagoda,、the sand around the pagoda, you can't wear shoes and slippers.、
然后他说那个，他说在龙凤岭那边塔就是这样。他说那个罗，他那个塔周围有山，然后他那山里边一圈一圈用水泥做那个边沿。然后所以说你在那个边沿之外，你是可以那个穿鞋。然后你一进去踩上山，你就不能穿鞋了。
外面的一层沙，路过的可以穿鞋穿过去，里面的沙子。
我记得
好像没有外面的沙子。
外面的沙子也，他们这边就是只要有沙的地方，基本上都只能。
就是。
所以我就不提啊，我
进入这个地区的时候。
你看他们其实进入沙的地方，他们那个地方你会看很多拖鞋，就他们已经把拖鞋放一边了，是这样的。
我知道。
Now yonder this is road. No. Go like that. You want around.But here there is a gate.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yes, sand. So, you can walk here with slippers, but here inside you can't.
不是，但实际上它这部分的中间那部分路好像已经是沙路了，
是沙子的，
已经是沙子了。
对，
是沙子，我真是。
通常是
走
边上
的
走过去。
This part in Namur is not pavement. This part of the road, this part is pavement. This part is pavement, but this part is only sand. In that case, you have to. Is it necessary to remove this slipper here?
No, because usually this is this is a part of the pagoda.
Yes.
Formerly, there was everything was sand. All those days there was no distinction. But this is the concrete part. Okay.Maybe sometimes it is not concrete.
Yeah, another concrete, it's only sand.
Yes,
this part.
That is. This is not part of the pagoda. This is the road, no?
Okay.
No problem going in this way.
Okay.
Oh, here, like that, this area also no problem going.
Oh, okay.
Because this is just for lay people if they want to sit sometimes. This is the sacred place, is this one. This is sacred place. You can't enter from here, or from here also you can't enter.Because this sacred place, these shoes you shall not wear.
然后他说那个，他说只要你不进，就是进门之后会
里面是沙子。
然后但是这个路上沙子，以及这路右侧这个沙子，没问题，非常。
因为在那个地方会放一块木板，上面就给你，
对，
旁边拖鞋把你脚撑。
对，但是我看到很多新疆男人在这个地方就已经没穿鞋
了。对，他们当地习俗，有些人就觉得这是他的范围，他会脱鞋。但是我为什么要问这个问题？为什么这么仔细？因为佛陀说你不尊敬法官，这个业务厉害，这个一定要问自己很厉害。
并不沙雷王，他的脚底筋啊，为什么他把它割掉？
但是据我的经验，如果这条路如果你穿鞋走的话，他们会说
有一些人会说你，这确实有一些人会说，
对，有些人会
说。有些人虽然不熟，但没说。
因为我从来没看见过那个门边上有鞋，都是在
对对对对对对，都是。
So then, in the same way now about Sangika buildings. Sangika buildings. I might have told you, that you can't step inside the Dharmasala, inside the Sima and other Sangika buildings with slippers. It's called.You have to remove your slippers. If your feet are dirty, you can clean them. If they are dirty, you can clean them. So therefore, you have already mentioned this. But I just to tell again, because.
But
that time, the last time you mentioned that you said that you cannot wear outside slippers, but inside slippers is okay.
Yes, but this is Abhava, Dhanasala, no, Sima, and so forth. You can't wear your own private slippers,
okay.
Except in the third floor. Third floor.
然后他说他说这个之前跟大家讲过这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个
下面是六六六
十，其实超六三的。
Are we going to teach this 63 or 62 because the shoes is not necessary?
Ah, yeah, because you were discussing
it. Ah, shoes.
It is same now.
Okay.
It is paduka and pahana same.
Okay.
That's good.
那么这讲六三。
So then, why all these lights are on?
Oh, because they are doing duties before. But anyway, if you want, I can
switch them because
okay.
Just
that.
Also that inside that
other.
Is about the vehicle, no?
Mm-hmm.
Vehicle, there are different kinds of vehicles, whatever vehicle it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So then if a person is on the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and the monk is not,
mm-hmm.
one should not teach the Dhamma to him.
就是说那个这有关车辆的，然后它那个就是那个车辆有各种不同类型，但是不管什么类型，如果一个人是坐车辆的话，那个不应该对他说吧。
So, but if the both the monk and the other person is on the vehicle, then it's not legal.
他说但是如果是这个说法的比丘和这个听法的人都两个人都在这车上的话，这是犯的。
Again, here Kankavidaya tells if the bhikkhu sits in a different vehicle than the other, both are sitting in different vehicles. But the bhikkhu sits in a vehicle which is higher than the other person's vehicle. Okay? Then, no problem, he can teach the Dhamma to him.
然后这地方跟疑惑的做事法，就是说如果说这两个那个，如果是这个比库和那个听法人的坐不同车辆上，然后但是那个比这个比库坐车辆比那个听法人坐车辆要高，这个情况是可以说。
Same in equal height also。
然后这两个人坐车辆如果高度是一样的话，也是可以说话。
Same way if the Bhikkhu sits in the front vehicle in the but the other person sits in the back vehicle. Again, one can teach the Dhamma.
然后如果是那个这两辆车是一前一后，然后这个比库在前面的车上，然后后面听法人那个坐在后面车上，这也是没问题。
But if the Bhikkhu sits in the back vehicle, he can't teach. Or if the other person sits in a higher vehicle, again the Bhikkhu can't teach him.
然后
Ladies, according to the Kankavidaya.
What you said is correct, then the translation is wrong. Here the Chinese translation said that if the bhikkhu is in the back vehicle, then even if his bhikkhu is higher, he cannot teach them to the other person.跟第一句话不冲突，跟第一句话怎么冲突？
假如两个人，
他这个人前面是车辆，不是指前面坐的。
同一车程啊，
同一车程是可以的。然后他后面讲都是不同车程，后面就只有第一句话讲是同一车，后面讲全部都是不同车程。
啊，坐在后面其实
坐在后面没有说后面座位是后面的车程。
座位啊？
没说是座位，他说是座位吗？哪有座位？
我看那个。
Translation is correct.
Correct. Okay.然后他说那个就是那个，然后是再跟大家讲那个最后一句话，那个疑惑多翻译是正确的，就是说如果说那个比库坐在后面，就坐在后面车辆，如果比库坐在后面车辆，然后即便他后面车辆那个他坐的比前面车辆要高，然后他也不是不能为前面那个说话。
是什么？
不好意思。就是说这两个人是那个就比库和那个听法人是坐两个不同车，然后比库坐在后面那个车，那个人坐前面那个车。这个时候即使比库坐的位置比前面那个人要高，但是因为他在后面，所以还是不能跟他说话。
那就是说后面所说的全部是不同车辆。
对对对。
第一个就是说，在一部车里面，你坐在后排，跟前面人说法可以吗？
对，他说只要同一车辆说法都是可以的。
我在哪里看到好像是不可以的？就是后排。
So he is asking that, for example, this people is sitting together with the audience in the same vehicle, but the people is in the back seat. The people is in the front seat. Then is it allowed for these people to teach them? They're in the same vehicle.
Same vehicle, and the people is in
the back seat. The people is in the back seat.
Yes, it's not allowed because there are other rules also. They are coming.
Other
rules are coming regarding this arrangement. This arrangement is called if the bhikkhu sits in the front, no problem. But if he sits on the back and sits teach the bhikkhu who are in front, this is dukkata. This rule will come later. Means
it's not in the sikkha, no? I don't think it's there. Okay, it is there. 然后他说那个，他说在这个这个也是恶作，他说不在在不是在这条线，在后面一条线，好像是第七十一条。71, 就是那时候犯了第七十一条那个重要。
啊，就是说，走在后面不能被前面人说话。
对对对。
就类似于把他引到车上去了。
对。
那就是说，你坐在平台的话，跟司机是可以说话。
嗯。
平台的司机可以说
话。啊，就是你坐在副驾驶上。So he's asking that.If he's sitting on the same row as the so for example if he's sitting next to the driver, then is it allowed for these people to teach them to the driver? He's sitting next to the driver.
Yes, because there is no problem because according to that 71, it's called. The problem is if the bhikkhu sits in the back and see, teaches the person in front of him. But if they sit in the same level, no problem.
没问题。那就是第七十二管的就是你在后面坐。
那我坐在后排，我旁边有个顶前面有两个人，我是不是决定跟旁边人说话就可以了？
So he's telling that, so for example, in the same vehicle, and there is one audience next to these people, and the other two audiences in the front seat.In that case, this people can determine. I'm only teaching Dhamma to the one who is sitting next to me.
Yes, okay.
没问题。He's asking that in some kind of vehicle, I mean,
班尼说商务车，他肯定知道的。
他不一定知道，他出家还早呢。
那时候商务车
是司机，
他那时候还是进门卫的。
这是司机，这是副驾驶，然后这是车头，这是司机，这是副驾驶，然后四个椅子，然后面对面。
So the question goes like this. So.
Bhikkhu is there. Okay. This in front. this in front, this equal, no problem, we can teach.
He also for sick people are not no offense, okay, no offense. For example, if it's ambulance, the ambulance. The ambulance, they call a piku to chant parita, parita chanting. We can chant all paritas.
Oh,
24 hours, 24 hours. He's telling that Espico himself is staying in the Kuti, but his audience is in the vehicle, for example, and they're making phone call, maybe Skype something. They're making a phone call.
The audience is what? The audience is?
The audience is in the vehicle, and this Espico is in his own Kuti, and they're making phone call. So this Espico is preaching Dhamma on the phone. In that case, is it considered Espico?
This has no any relevance to these things, because like you see, it's not, if that is now regarding calling people, so you don't know what these people are now, whether they wear shoes, whether they wear weapons in front, in their hands, while they, you, so it's called that is irrelevant, because they are not face to face people, okay. You don't know who they are. So sometimes they call you and they ask you some question. If they ask some question, not some relevant to the Dhamma, but in that moment you want to teach them, tell them something, because they have a problem. So to teach them something about the Dhamma and so forth, and you add the Pali words is a problem. You can use your own language, but you don't know who these people are, no? Whether they are,
sometimes you know, they can tell you the time, I'm who and who.
I'm? on your vehicle.
Yes, no, maybe this.
I'm traveling.
Yes, I'm Mr. Vikram Singh or something like that. So you know me. We are friends.
Okay, Vikram Singh, but Vikram Singh means the airplane. If he's an airplane, maybe on the ship.
This kind of thing, he can't tell. Beginning. So now we're in danger. Something, please do some chanting. We'll avoid the phone like that. It's possible.
On danger, of course, you can. If there is some danger, you can do it. Even if the person who is in front of you can teach him this danger.
Even if sometimes there is no danger. This person said, I'm in a low mood, something like that. I'm in a low mood. I'm not in high spirits, like that.
So now, according to the other rule now about teaching the woman, if the woman asks a question, or she want something explained. Okay, there is no offense for the people to teach them the whole Tripitaka itself. So in the same way now, in the phone, if the person asks you, Bande, what is the meaning of this? What the Buddha told about the sutta and so on, you can teach him whatever he like. So then you can, there's no end. But now if the, here it is the problem, if the bhikkhu himself initiates the talk, Dhamma talk. So then, you must tell them the difference. So then, and after I explained about the phone, because it's a different situation.
And then, 然后这种情况如果是他问你，那你他说你就像在女人对女人说那样，就是他主动问你，但如果说那个是你主动提出来给他说法的话，那他下面人讲。这个说法一定要是说出来，还是我就是说现在我们微信群分嘛？那现在我这边讲，咱们再那个，我先把它不掉，不用讲。
I don't know, but this phone is a difficult situation because sometimes you can't, if you want to teach them Dhamma in an official way, for example, they ask for 5 precepts, okay? 5 precepts, one day on the phone, can you give them 5 precepts? Okay. So then you can tell him, now, okay, see, 5 precepts, you must be respectful. So then if you wear shoes, you wear, remove your shoes. If you have a machine guns in your hands, you know your machine guns. So then, if you are in a vehicle, stop the vehicle, go out the vehicle. You can tell them.
然后他说，但如果说是那个，但如果说别人他要是那个，他给你求是武器，然后那个，然后他给你求是武器，然后你这个就像告诉，如果说你的这个剑法恭敬的话。 你穿鞋的话，你应该脱鞋。如果你有事，要事没拿什么武器，习惯枪这种东西，你应该先把这些武器放下。如果你在吃饭的话，你应该先下车，然后才看手机。
So then, but if it is not official, it's called Dhamma talk, you want to give, you just maybe you want to mention some Pali word or something like that to emphasize some point you want to tell him, to inspire him with some Dhamma point. So then, because that person, you can't check whether he is, what place he is. And I think it is somehow...
You can ask him.
So, you can ask him, but I mean, I guess it is something which... So then, it does not play any role, anymore because he is not in front of you, no? He is not in front of you.
Okay.
So therefore... that case, I don't think there is any offense, because now, whatever the case is, now you see, you have to, it is a little bit tricky. So then, because it's not in official way, no? You don't want to give like an official way, just to mention some Dhamma point to clarify the use of it, because he's not in front of you. You can disregard this kind of whether he has something in his hand, or he wears shoes, or... So because he's far away, he's not in front of you.
然后他说如果这个人就是说那个他指的那个你不是像那个之前像修饰五阶那么正式，而只是给他讲一简单的开始用方法激励激励他，但是你这个激励中可能也是使用巴黎词汇的话，那这个是可以的，你就不管你可以不管他那个他当时到底是那个在一个车里还是穿不上鞋还手里什么东西，他说因为这因为他不在你面前，所以说这个情况还是可以的。
Same way if you send email to a person and then what time he is going to open this email, you
know. 然后他说你可以发电子邮件也是一个道理，因为你也不知道他什么时候会打开电子邮件。
Letter the same, letter.
写信也是一样的。
Therefore, there is a...Because he is not present in front of you, therefore now you have to, in that case, don't regard as a serious matter.
他说因为这个人不在你面前，所以说你不会当成一个很严重的事情。再有枪。
我想问他，你解答就是说，
对，
那视频聊天呢？
So he's asking
about.
So he's asking about video chat.
Video chat.
Yes.
Yes. Now we have Skype.
Yes.
can I talk?
So. Yes. In that case, of course, it is better to.Tell that person to respect.
Yes, of
course. Because it's better to tell that person if you see shoes.
Shoes.
you can tell problem, you remove your shoes.
他说你就是在那种情况下最好告诉别人那个人不对法律问题。
Knife.
You
tell remove the knife.
然后他说所以说那个人要是穿鞋的话，人家把鞋脱掉，手里边有一把刀的话，人家把刀放
上。最好不要私人说话，最好最好。
没有，他说你就让他对法公平，就是你不应该拿东西，不应该穿东西。
他以后的趋势有可能会
对
视频说法。
对，因为你不能就被法的到时候跑。
跑
人跑去。对。
就是说之前在说法之前，我跟他们说，57条到。65条，全部要说一遍，你们不能做这些东西。我猜
你其实最简单的方法就是说你设置程序这个就是点点开这个视频页面之前的先弹出一个警告，对。然后你仔细阅读这警告，然后他不会警告阅读完，你的脸就不会现出来，是最好的。He said did you receive your tablet?
No, because I was up in my booty, I just came about 7 o'clock down. No,
he said, I told him.
In the office?
Yes, in the office.
But they can't hear Chinese.
So then...okay, shall we go to the next rule?
Sixty-four. 尔时几乎诸言，其实六群比丘对卧床者说法乃是：我当不对无病而卧床者说法，应当学无病而卧床者不得为之说法，不恭敬故。对无病而卧床者，乃至卧在地上者说法，突击罗非故意者，乃至最初之犯行者，不犯也。在地发躺卧者，乃至对方在铺席垫的正常地面而卧者，即使自己站。或坐在较高的床椅子或地面，也不能为他说法。自己卧在较高或等量高的床卧，对在床卧者说法是可以的。自己卧着可以对站着或坐着者说法，以及自己坐着可以对站着 或坐着者说法，以及自己站着只可以为站着者说法。
说啥呀？The cantaveter in there is also not only in the pet, even in the chair. So if a person, the monk sits on the floor and the other person sits on the chair, the pet, again dukkha jatuti samdham.
然后他说这个比库坐在地板上，然后那个听法人坐在椅子上或坐在床上，然后这个时候比库说法人也看到了。
The rest applies like in Yana in the, about the vehicle. Now, for example, if the bhikkhu is on a bed, and the other person is on the bed, same level, can teach.
他说如果说这个比库在床上，然后另外那个人他是在那个一样高的床上，然后这种情况也是可以说法。
If the bhikkhu is in a higher bed or chair, and the other person is in a lower bed or chair, again can teach.
如果这个比库坐在比较高的床上，然后另外一个人在一个比较低的床上或者椅子上，这也是可以说法的。
Okay, this is, the rest is easy to understand, no?
So he's asking about concavity of 63. Concavity of 63? Concavity of 63.
Yana.
Yes. Yana. Okay. So, from here, tapite chakamati vinisina hut. Yana gata tveva samkham gachati. Sache panatvipi ekayana nisina hunti vartati.
Chakamati?
Yes, from here to here.
Oh, yeah, means Vishankin, Tapite.
Yes.
Tapite?
From Tapite, yes.
Chakamat means he sits on the wheel.
Uh-huh.
By sitting on the wheel, you can't teach him. Even if he sits on the wheel, he doesn't sit inside the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
He sits on the wheel.
Uh-huh.
Again, Dukkata, you can't teach.
Uh-huh.
The rest is, okay, that you can tell this about the wheel.
Okay, 然后这是张哥讲的最后一句，就是即使在坐轮那个坐车轮成为人道的，就是那个人他不是坐在车轮上，坐车轮的上。然后这种情况你也算在内，他就算坐在车上，也不能跟他说话。然后，
it means if that is he is placed, like you see, for example, he tells about two people. He is taken by two people into Hatha Sangata. Sangata means they are, it's called palanquin. Palanquin. Palanquin means it is like a, let me see. No, they sound like a chair. It is like
a
two people lift it, no? And he is sitting on it. They are carrying on the shoulder.
Sedan.
Something like that. This is why it starts with her.
Yes.
It's called, even if he, that person, the audience, Ashkol, they've been taken by two people, so, and he's carried by them.
The audience, the audience.
The audience, one person, okay. Gahito means one person. Ashkol.
And then?
Hatta. Hatta Sankatena. Sankata means. Sankata means palanquin. You can tell. He's a palanquin. He's like.
然后他说那个地就是那个就是说那个在第七，即使假如有两人手握着相连接，或与不固定数值上或在耳语在，他说这一块整个事儿就是那个教子，就是教子形，这教子不就是这样？啊，
两人手握相连接是这个意思是吧？就是这样，就是我们两个人在，
都不是回头看。哦，我知道你的意思，看看。
是这样，这样。
我那画图这个，
他画的不是他画的是酒。
啊，这是华冠，
什么？
这叫华冠，我那叫华冠。
这不叫差不多吗？
不一样，叫的是有外边壳的，这没壳。
啊。
跟那个什么黄山什么的，就是爬上去了，然后俩人把那给弄上去。
这是一个服务项目。
我知道，那我以前本地人东西我也是叫的。
Two people, they carrying him. This is a palanquin.
When can you look at this?
Sankata does not mean this. This is not, cannot be yana.
This is yana. You can sit.
You can sit, but I don't think it means this.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, because Sankata means Sankatena guy.
这有什么关系？那就是说，第一句话，假如两人手握相连接，是指的张浩浩这个吧？
对，他一开始这么跟我说的。
啊、哦，那就对了。然后那个以部分的竹子是另外一个，不是这个是吧？
对对对，那可能就
The Chinese how they translated? They translate like that?
Yes.
我知道了，一个是这样谈，一个是。还有一个就是这样量在一起，一个是这，
哦，一个是滑杆，一个担架，他们用布，
对，看上去不认识，
布应该和不担架吧？
I have to check no, because I don't know maybe.
他所说的是不是那种，就以前小时候玩的那种斗鸡的那种东西、啊？就三个人一组，
对、啊，
两对方双方两那还有一个人双脚插着两个人手，
是
对打，
对。
那如果是那个印度的时候，有可能这也算是一种服务类型的一种。
不知道。
就是他不能站着跟他站在高处的人说话，也不是这个意思，也算车子啊。
So now here the commentaries give both meanings.
Both meanings.
Can be Sankata can be a raft.
Raft. Then?
Can be union. Hatha Sankata can be I don't know, can be both meanings can taken. Hatha Sankata. Therefore I don't know what it could can.This meaning also can be taken.
但是你们说这个意思，这也可以认为正确。
然后这个也是一种，就是两种解释。
对。
Hatta Sankalika.To see under Hatta because they don't give this kind of compound.
Yes, you can repeat it.
Hatta Sankata is called Hatta, Panchata Hatta, Anguli, Gahana, Sankata, Hatta Bada. That's not give. Kagane is silent.
It's not common.
Okay, you can take both meanings.
他说这张解释你们都可以采纳。
Okay, both meanings can be given.
Okay.
然后师傅Sataka means cloth.
Mm-hmm.
One sena vaihati, and he is carried by these poles, no? By poles. Vansa means bamboo poles.
Yes. This is what the translation tells.
Ayuteva vahitika yani visan karitva. Ayute? Not ayute means
it's not combined. This here is it said it's not combined.
It means not yoked.
Yoked, not yoked.
Vehicle is not yoked.
So
why had the keep yane? Yane. It is yane. Ya means a vehicle ayute. Ayute yane. Ayute yan means it's not yoked vehicle. Why here are the guardian? Why here means like this is already like a palanquin.
Palanquin.
Visan karitva. Karitapitve. Okay, if they place him on this, and it's not suitable to teach the Dhamma. And then even if he sits on the wheel, again it's not suitable to teach the Dhamma.
But
it's called up to here. Tapite means implies to the yane. Yane tapite. Yane tapite, whether it is yoked or not, and so what? It is not. He is, or yanakato means if he is placed or even if he sits on the wheel. Again, is yanakato. He is regarded as yanakato. He is on the vehicle.
First explain what is this a vehicle which is not yoked. Can you explain what is
yoked with animals?
Yoked with animals, you mean?
Animals. Yuta means yoked with animals.
Okay. 然后他说这段时间给你解释什么叫位阶和轿子。威胁和轿子就是说他那个这个轿子它很可能用人或者用动物拉的。那就是这个威胁和意思就是他们还没拴上动物或者人，就这个意思。然后但是呢，对，Translation is very wrong. I mean, it's. So translate this word Yanagata. Means you're already on the vehicle. You're already on the vehicle.
He is gone on the vehicle. He is. Gato means he is on the vehicle.
Yes.
Gato means is gone.
Yes.
Gone on the vehicle.
然后那个车程离散是上车的意思，就是已经上车了。
哦，上车。
然后这样的话，这段话也很容易理解了。
哦，很容易理解。
对。
然后那个已故固定在竹子上，那个就是担架的。
对。其实就是刚才那个，其实他刚才讲的，刚上面的波西分词，就是那刚上面的波西分词，就是你上车了，就是去车上，就很简单一个词。
哦，
然后他可能是他，然后因为他为什么翻译成离散？因为说他这个可以是离去的意思，去的，然后他把它翻译成离去，所以说。
哦。在这里上就是上车，对不对？
其实就是上车。
从离散看了一下，有出车祸。
OK, so now it's finished. I understand because there's some translation is wrong. 待一下，你。
Then shall we go to the next rule?
Yes. No. 二十讲，下面要接了，就是那个六十四，那个六十五条。
二十，第五节，第六条，内
以散乱出发，把作者说法乃至可当不对不并且以散乱出发而作者说法，应当觉不得为不并且以散乱出发而作者说法不公正，对无并且以乱之乱意而作者说法又作非故意者乃至非故犯也则不犯也。
Okay, now we explain palatika means like that, no? Which has hands like that, sitting. It's disrespectful. Even one hand like that is called disrespectful. You should not teach.
我再顺便读一下吧。在以手抱膝前，不可以对以任意一种抱膝而作者说法。
你干他刚才这不算抱膝，
他算他说不恭敬。
He's asking that this is not holding his knees.
The knees is stretched like that. It is you hold it like that to support your hand or to support your feet. It is disrespectful. Disrespectful way. The person means does not show respect for the Dhamma. He just wants to relax. In that case, now the person who teaches video is what? he wants to take video, he doesn't want to listen to the Dhamma. Therefore, now you have to disregard that person, or you just look at the other people who are just sitting respectfully, they want to listen to the Dhamma. You have to determine, I'm teaching the Dhamma to them, not to the professional cameraman.
Okay. 他说你但你在做那个事儿，其实你在那个拍录像，然后你不是在那个听法，然后那个比如他可以
TV people TV
就是那个电视台那个人，他说他可以无视你，然后只他就可以想我只是在那个对那个恭敬做人，也是说
管你这就当成空气，
对，也就是这个意思。
Okay, next then. Jaratana.
又暂时不如醉，令乐出化气，年后无失所。
So then now here, Kangajari, he's going to, he finished Kangajari?
Yes, he also finished.
Okay, now here it says that the person who is covered, all the head, the ear is the hair, this area, the hair, and then this area, all the head is covered. Okay?
然后他说这个地方禅坐是什么？您把整个发际线都给遮住，然后我要这样禅坐。
So one should not teach dhamma to such a person.
对这样一个人不应该做什么。
So then, but the thing is, it says if he any other caps, it's called cricket caps, what's called this, baseball caps, it's called, also they are including this. Monkey head.
And all this kind of towel and cloth handkerchief, or just a cloth, or something. So then everything can be included here, no?
Very precise. Okay, then the next is also connected with this group. Can go to the next also.
就是那个，师父在佛陀时代的印度，这个禅头者，他代表一个比较高度的阶层。So
he is asking that in Lord Buddha's time, this kind of decoration, Vitita Sisa. The represents a higher class, something. A higher social class. Before you told the king there wearing this kind of thing.
Yes, no, I guess it depends. I guess even ordinary people sometimes, because of cold, they will cover their head. But I'm on turbans, especially turban, was being worn by Harang people. Because turban, it's a lot of cloth, no? You have to wrap it on your. And many people, they have no cloth to cover themselves. So, because they are very poor. Only rich people will afford to have a very, it's called, this kind of turban cloth. Because very, very expensive, and this is a lot. You have to have many long cloth. So, and from that on, it was an emblem. Emblem of rich people.
他说这样，他说这样，他说当然了，穷人也是，他穷人有时候也会有，天冷的时候也会拿个布包头。但是他说这种长头巾，因为在佛陀那个时代，你知道布和包括衣裳东西都是很贵，所以说你要做那包那么大头巾是需要非常多的布的，所以说这个一般穷人买不起，所以说四十岁这那个时代如果包这么这么一个大头巾带在头上，这是个身份财富。
那个现在那个锡克教的一个禅头是什么？So
he's asking why this Sikh people they wrap their heads with this kind of turban?
No, it is. Yeah, it is not. Does not say only turban. It says.
No. It's not about winning. He's asking why it's not Sikh people. Sikh.
Ah. Sikh.
So then,
because I don't know, they have a tradition. They copied. This is, you know, Sikhism is a mixture of Islam and Hinduism.
Yes.
So then, they have these kind of things and so. But then, It started with maybe what rich people, especially Indians, Indians, these Rajputs. Rajputs, no?
Rajputs.
Rajputs. Now, Rajputs are kings, excuse me, princes. Okay? Therefore, now Sikkim started with princes who wanted to protect the territory of Muslim attacks. They are Indians, although they took some ideas from the Muslims, but because they want to protect the territory now. So, and as princes, they used to wear this toba. They adopted it, I don't know from where, that's called this toba. Therefore, they were Sikhs who comes from the Rajputs, from princes, Indian princes, who want to protect the territory, and they also they adopted adopted Islam, but later on they want to get rid of this Muslim leaders, Muslim leaders who were very aggressive. So in that case, now ultimately Sikhism in the beginning was a peaceful religion, and it becomes a militant religion.
Okay. 他说那个他是这样他说那个那个西西克教这个东西他是那个他是那个他是那个西西基印度教然后又是伊斯兰教的概念然后这个他说这是个其实是一个很晚的一个宗教他是那个他是在那个他是他是他是那个因因因他他一开始传播的时候他主要传播上帝比方说王族印度的王族然后后来那个这这这这传播过程因为这王族他们是希望那个 所以他一开始在西印度这个地方一开始印度西汉那边传播的因为然后这个地方就是那个抵抗穆斯林入侵的所以说因为那个这王这个这些人他们为了那个抵抗穆斯林然后他们也吸收了一些那个穆斯林概念但是他们还是坚持自己的这个印度然后后来然后这宗教呢一开始它是一种比较和平的宗教但是因为他们长期跟一些军事力量那个相结合所以说他们所以说这个宗教后来怎么弄成了有军事化
他们出门带一带吧，现在。
啊，是吗？那个，那这个，就是新疆，啊，布赖尔，
就是在。
哦，我知道。
那个不会把整个房子包。
啊。
那这种就可以。
So he's asking in China, in some provinces of China, they have a very small head. Small head like that. They only cover this area of your head. Only cover the
roof.
So for this kind of people, you can teach them. It's Muslim people. I mean, these kind of people are Muslim people. You only Muslim are doing that.
If you want to convert them.
什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿德什么阿
Moli is a kind of, let me see, some people, they put the hair up, no? Like that, all the hair. And they bind it. And they make a moli. Top. And they put a cloth to cover the moli. They put a cloth. That is also included. This is according to the Kankamitarani.
But the Kankamitarani also said that.
Moli adi, no?
But let me see.
Yatake santona disadi. See?
Yes, but here, let me see. Let's go. Tese ne vasa anapatiyan kesantan vivara pitwa.
This is it. But you know, what means kesantan now? It means...
Kesantan means the end of kesa.
The end of the kesa.
Yes, yes, yes.
If this contradicts actually now, can you tell something else? If moli, if you type moli to see, this moli is different. This is actually the upper part.
they bend it like that,
yes.
And they put a kind of knot.
Yes, but that means the kesanda is still here. The
yes, kesanda, but in yes. that case, now kesanda does not mean only that.
Uh-huh.
Means any part of the hair.
Any part of the hair.
Yes, any part of the hair. If moli is included, then it means any part of the hair. Because.
How do you explain this?
Any part of the hands or what? He does not. If he reveals.
Anapati.
Yes, anapati. If he opens his hair, any part of the hair. I don't know.
No, so, but if that is the case.
It's difficult. I don't know. Maybe he has a very specific meaning, kesanda. Let me say, I have to check the PTS dictionary.
Or the Samantha Pasadika didn't say anything. Or the subcommentary didn't say anything.
Okay, subcommentary. Did I have it? Why does not roll? Maybe I will collect this one. Oh, no, it rolls. Yes, here I have Sarata Dibani. Sekia. Paduka, okay. Paduka, Vapadicha. No, it doesn't explain anything.
Didn't explain anything.
Kankavi doesn't. Let me see about Vima Devi no then.
Kankavi Ritika didn't say anything.
Kankavi
Dharmi. Tika, tika.
Kankavi Dharmi. Travu. Sekia. Finish. Sekia Varana finish.
Okay.
Chabi Sari. Samadhi Dharmi. Samadhitika Pindapata Yanagata and finish. After that, it doesn't explain.
Oh, okay.
But if you type this Moli, Moli is actually, it is this part of the head. Okay, yes.
Bob,
the
means.
Top part.
Oh.
Okay.
Fati. 对, Fati. 不是很著名一个比如说叫尼亚纳摩里吗就是翻译那个什么那个
top knot of hair
叫那个翻译
crown of the
head
翻译清清的
the crown of the head
okay it's like that yeah in Chinese also like you see
yes yes yes
moli moli
yes yes I know this
like paribhajakas
yes yes yes
they, in that case now it does not mean only this now even baseball caps they don't cover everything no it can be some baseball caps they just have this kind of thing. Therefore, it can cover any part, the whole hair. Kesa means all the hair is not exposed. If you expose the whole hair, then you can teach. Okay? If you expose the whole hair. So then, in that case, now you have to carry the whole hair. If it is covered, then any part of the hair or the whole hair is covered, then you can't teach.
他说就是他说如果这个头发哪怕只有一部分被遮盖住或者说只整个头发都被遮盖住然后整个头发都暴露出来的时候你才能跟他讲话他说所以说他是之前那个这两张包全貌其实他也没有问你的整个头发的覆盖住但是那种情况也是一样不是吗那个后面绿藏所说我们对我刚才是我刚刚一直在问这个问题
So he's asking that, then how do you explain this kesa to something? That's the question I asked.
Yes, because you can't explain it literally.
Literally.
If you take the Kankavetani's explanation, Samantabhasarika say the same. If you take their explanation, of course, it has a broad meaning. It does not, you can't take it literally. So then, it has very specific meaning here.
So what is this a specific meaning here?
Specific meaning that it can hair of the head, any hair of the head.
Then you then if you translate it, how do you translate that? This anapali sentence. I mean, this is the question.
If he exposed the hair of the head, no offense.
Oh, okay. 然后他说呢，他那个。 他那个那个字面意思确实是发边儿，字面意思呢确实是发边儿没错，但是他说这个地方就是说，如果因为你如果取这个字面意思啊，他就前面那个一部禅发现那个就有点矛盾，所以说他这个地方他认为就是这个地方发边应该指那个全部头发。
那本来那个律藏里面，律藏里面缠头者，缠头至无间头发者。那如果照这个的话，那尼婆多多的最后一句话是对的。那尼婆多多的第一句话就是错的。
我看一下，尼婆多多第一句话为什么是错的？
因为这个已经律藏里已经定义了什么叫缠头，缠头者缠头至无间头发者。
那我还得看那句话。 So then he's asking about Vinayapitaka here. Vinayapitaka.
What?
66.
Different number, the Vedita's.
Oh, okay, Vedita's. Okay. Vedita's is a number, case and.
他是这样的，他是那个，他是同一个词，就是那个，就是说也也那个，他那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，不见头发也是发边，然后也是发边，然后就是张老的话，这他实际上是把这两个方面都连成全部头发。
对啊，
就是张老解释说那个，缠头至不见头发者，应该是那个头发那个词是发边的。
对。
然后张老解释发边是什么意思？
他说发边，不是发髻吗？
他说他被他他说他说他说如果你立眼发髻，他如果你立眼发髻的话，就跟前面那个一部禅发髻的，他说就跟那个有矛盾了。他说对，然后呢，长老解释了什么？他说就是说你只有你他把发髻剪成全部头发，他说只有你把前面头发露出来，他说才是无罪。 对啊，对，那是无罪。我说有罪。
有罪就是缠头至不见头发者。对，这句话就是说，这个头发剪成全部头发。这两次不是同义词吗？对，那这个也解释成全部头发。全部头发。那就是说这句话的意思是说，缠头至不见全部头发者。对，对吧？那意思就是说，只有那只剩下一部分就不是有罪。
对，而且这句话跟后面一句话运用出发，刚才说这两句话是呼应的。
如果那个那么错的话，那就是律藏里错。对，那我再问。So now, so he's asking. Okay.
He's telling that so now here with this is an amukesan and the tasapetu with his body. Also that actually means if you don't even show this kesan, then it means with this is. So his question is that if you translate the word kesan as the whole of the hair,
yeah,
then it means that this actually means you cover the whole of the hair.
No, like is it not the whole, like is it the head of the hair, the hair head.
The hair head.
Hair head, finish. It means, what's it called? Hair of the head. Can hair of the head. If he does not, like you see, does not show the hair of the head, he is vegetal.
So that means the explanation of kiss under hair is different from the explanation?
It is no, the hair of the head. He does not expose, he does not show the hair of the head. Okay. If you translate the head of the head, he does not show it. He has covered his head. So then, but if he exposes, he shows the head of the head. He can teach him. Just telling like kesa or kesanda is the same meaning.
Yes.
Kesa. Kesa means just the hair, the hair of the head.
But then
the andaniya is called. It has not mean. I call it because I will explain the contradiction. Okay. We can explain this. We can explain how this head of the head finish. Then I will tell you how, why.
Okay.
后面那个发端也是头发，后面那个发端他没解释，对，他你先先把这个地方就是说原来绿藏翻译正确，啊，绿藏，所以 now you see if there is anapati, he tells that he can if you translate kesanda only this part, so then if he shows if you take this and so then it will be anapati. If he just shows just a small part of this,
yes,
he just lifts his tuban like
yes,
that,
yes,
and then you can teach them.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. Because what is the meaning of this rule? Then just because he shows the end of this, little of this end, so what, or he shows little of this, then you can teach them. That's called. It is ridiculous because the rule has no meaning there. And that's called. Because the whole tuban, big cloth on his head,
yes,
and because he shows only this little, you can teach the Dhamma. But if he covers it, this little, you can teach the Dhamma. Because if he moves the tuban a little bit like that, you can teach the Dhamma because this is exposed. If he closes a little bit, you can't teach the Dhamma. This is ridiculous.
他说，因为就是那个疑惑的问题的话，如果那个无罪那句话，就是说如果你按照那个字面意思去解释，就是说那个令人发现来说的话，这个非常荒唐，就是说他哪怕带着很大很大头，他只是这个头顶往上稍微那个露出一点，他会然后就跟他讲，这个其实是很荒唐。那
because just one centimeter, half a centimeter, half a centimeter, he uses his tuban like that, he shows his little half a centimeter of his hair. You can do that. But if he puts half a centimeter in cover, you can't teach it. Just the meaning is half centimeter. For half centimeter, it's a whole rule. It's ridiculous.
But if he puts half a centimeter in cover, you can't teach it.
缠头者，就是说，假如他把头全部包上了，不见头发，那你必须要让他把这个整个的这个东西全拿掉才可以说法，对吧？
对，
这是没问题的。那就是说，那如果只缠了一部分，就按照这个逻辑的话，只缠了一部分不算缠头者，根本不适用这条戒。就是说，那个发髻那个问题，就是说，假如说他只缠了三分之一的头发，这个发的只缠三分之一。
那就不属于这个程度的，那你根本不需要移走任何东西，直接跟他说。不是，那他那因为他是他把那个地方那个翻译成那个头发了，所以说他翻译成头发的话，那他的意思就是不见头发，
不见头发。
不见头发是问题是这个不见头发是不是不见全部头发还是不见部分头发？
这儿没说全部还是部分。
对，所以说我这按他那解释一样，
他意思是说只不见部分头发，
对对，
算是不见。
对，他这个意思。
So it seems that the Gangavedanis explanation is correct, even if it's Moli, the top of the head, can be correct.那个是以缠绕，对，这是
缠绕，
对对对，
以缠绕，然后并使他人看有头，并使头发不令他人看，
对对对，
okay, now here it is Moli, it is called Moli.
Ah, Moli.
Okay, this is Moli. This can be big, can be small, okay, so.If the commander tells Gangavedana intends if he covers this with cloth, just this part cloth, not this part here done. Look at that. You can't teach the Dhamma to him.
You can't teach the Dhamma to him.So he is asking that so you know, for girls they have this kind of braid, like a tail,
tail on their head.
So usually they wear some flowers or butterflies on their tails, no? Is it also considered a fetish or something?
Butterflies?
Yes, butterflies or...
Because it's not to cover the hair, no? It's not to cover the hair, it is just for decoration.
Yes, for decoration.
No problem, I don't think so.
No, So he's asking that if they use a thread or a rope to cover this
Just ignorant, because actually should close according to the Kanto Italianese, it should be close.
他说这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这个地方这
That makes sense.
Okay, no other questions.
Okay, 我当不对无病而复头者说法，应当学复头者为头面皆以一复之，复面者不得为之说法，不恭敬故。为无病而复头者说法，突击罗非故意者，无念者，无知者，有病者，令其头出现之后才说，是故使痴狂者最初之犯行者不犯也。
嗯，真是。嗯，看你再念一个。
在十一复头者，披覆整个头者，这里的无罪增加另露出头后而说者。
嗯，真
的是。Okay, this is easy to understand.、
Mm.
So the monk should not sit on the lower floor, on the floor, and the lower seat on the floor.
There is a good decision.
Ah, Ogundi Desi. Ah, sorry.
Okay,
sorry, I forgot.
Ogundi
Desi. Yes, this is way over explained, no? Mm. It is when he is covered with a... like that, yeah?
Mm.
That covered. With a head, or it can be towel. With a shoulder, one part of the shoulder, both shoulders are covered together. So, you should tell him, remove. Then his head should be...free.
嗯，然后这个斧头，我们之前也讲过，就比如说他拿家上的松肩膀这么一拉上来，然后把头盖住，或者说拿个毛巾，然后把这个头整个斧头一直扶到那个扶到肩膀这里头，然后呢，他如果他是这样把头扶住的话，你应该告诉他把这东西去掉。
那个旁边那个立藏里面那个就是覆面者，
嗯，
为头面皆以一束，这三个是不容易。
可以，那别的干。Nama sasisan parutu. Okay, sasisan means with the head parutu. It didn't say anything about face. No, there's no word mukha or something. It's only.
It's only the head.
他说这个面这个词，这个面这个词这里边根本没有。你看你在这一看就知道，他这
个头
啊，就是这个头这个词，对。
接字儿就更没有了
啊！
接
更没有，
更
没有那字儿。
确实是，
不是他，我知道他为什么他为什么那么翻，就是说他那个头那个字不是个纯粹头，他是用了一个那个萨斯想，就是说不那个他那个就是说那个不意思是包括头的意思，然后他说他可能把包括头理解成头面的那个什么？
哦，其实是头和那个后脖梗子，然后肩膀。
对。对。但是后脖梗、肩膀这两次也没有提到，只是说包括头，对。
包括头，
对。
那这句话怎么翻译叫“对西南亚”？
三十头，可以不用决定。然后复仇者为，其实一也没有，他这个他用了个一，
一也没有，
一没有这个词，没有一，
不是不
也没有完全没讲，根本没讲是什么东西复。
天
哪，他是应该加括号，他要是用这个词的话，像那个什么疑惑的错里边用这个词加括号，他没加括号。
OK，next，
下面上去。
六十八，法师几个入园，其实六行几乎坐于地上，不为坐于坐床者说法乃是。
Now here, if the bhikkhu sits on the ground, mm-hmm. the other person sits in a seat, mm-hmm. that's called is an offense. And this seat can be even a sheet of cloth, mm-hmm. even a little grass, mm-hmm. and so forth, which is a little bit higher than the bhikkhu. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then it's an offense for bhikkhu to teach him the Dhamma.
然后他说这个地方就是这个地方，就是说哪怕他底下只是垫一块布，或者垫一草，然后呢是，反正但是总之垫这个之后，他就比不稍微高一点，然后这样的话就都不特别的说法。So
therefore now even if teachers, as of what they have to teach, as of what they should, see that the other person does not sit in a higher seat. If same seat, no problem. Same level, no problem. Same level. But if the other person sits a little bit higher, just on cloth a little bit higher, then you can't teach.
所以法师在设法之前要看那个下面那个听法灵人座位是比他高，如果一样高没问题，哪怕只是比那个法师座位高出一块布，那就有问题。
Maybe sheet of paper,
哪怕一张纸就好。
Sheet of paper. So you can't. Polythene. Polythene sheet. Very thin. If it is sheet, the eye you can.
So he's asking that, so for example, the teacher is sitting on a hard seat. Let's say hard seat, like a chair. But the audience is sitting like in an elastic seat, like a sofa, something like that. So, elastic seat. So he's asking that if the audience is standing, then the sofa may be higher. The level of the sofa may be higher than the chair. But if he's sitting down, then the level is lower than the chair. So how to deal with that?
You have to have a ruler to measure how much it goes down, how much it goes up. So, I don't know, but this we'll see tomorrow, no? Because there is another rule about how to sit. If the monk sits a lower seat, this is the next rule, no? We'll see tomorrow. We'll discuss this tomorrow. You can ask this question tomorrow. You can ask this question. Because this next rule, speaks about the satsang.
Just
所以法师那个在这这那个一个台阶上，然后那个台阶下面，然后他铺一个垫子不一样，就总之就是法师坐的特别高，就是。啊，那台阶是算地吗？啊？台阶是地是有，台阶上面有座位的，算上高度。不是，他是你比方说你这这这这这这有一个阶梯，然后这也是一个地方，然后那个阶梯下面也是一个地方。那是斜坡，对不对？对，不一定是斜坡，对，我问你。
Okay. So he's asking that, for example, this Dhamma teacher is teaching on a slope. Let's see.
Slope?
Yes, slope. It's called the ground has a slope. The ground is like a slope. So this Dhamma teacher is sitting in the higher place of upstream of the slope, and it's called the audience is sitting on the downstream of the slope. And in this case, if the audience is using a cushion, and even after using the cushion, the level is still lower than the that material, is that allowed?
After using the cushion?
His level of sitting is still lower than the teacher. Because of the
lower? Lower or higher?
Lower, because he's in a downstream of the slope. No? Okay, I'll draw a picture, very, very easy.
Because this question will come to the next rule. No?
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's not connected with the next rule. Now, this is about splitting. Sitting on chair.
But it's not. Okay.
How do you mean? Like slope?
Yes, a slope.
Okay.
This is a teacher.
Like that.
But he's not using any seat. He's not using any seat. He just
sits only his nisitana.
Yes.
Okay, nisitana. And then the audience is?
He's using a cushion.
Here.
Yes.
Cushion?
Yes, using a cushion. Then?
Then what's the rule?
So is it allowed for this teacher to teach them to this person?
If he sits on plain ground, on plain cloth, on plain ground, without any nisidan, without any cloth, so he can't, according to this rule. Okay?
Okay.
So then, but if he has already nisidan, and he is in upper level, so that he can teach him.
他如果说这个说法比，他没有使用任何作具，直接坐在地上，他不能这个说法，因为根据这条线。但如果说他已经使用作具，或者是使用其他的东西垫着自己，那就没问题。你说，是不是有这个例外的情况？就好比是老师坐在，不是在什么？
下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一个，下一
from
Sarva Prasa Kamala
Should you do it?